today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing? Inshallah, all of you are doing well. Today, we're going to speak about water in Islamic culture. So be with us. Today is Tuesday, 18th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Anbiya, verse 30, which we'll listen to, then we'll learn about this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أولم ير الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون.
Have those who disbelieved not considered that the heavens and the earth were a joined entity, and we separated them and made from water every living thing? Then will they not believe?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Concerning the Quranic meaningful idea cited at the end of the holy verse, indicating that all living things have been created from water, we can say that the life of all living things, irrespective of plants and animals, depends on water. This very water that originates the descent of rain from the heaven. It is interesting that the scientists of today believe that the first gem of life has been found in the depth of the seas, and that is why they think that the life has begun to means of water. And when we see that the Quran considers the creation of man out of mud, in Arabic means tin, it is because the substance is a mixture of water and dust.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
رب. Now it's time to look at water in Islamic culture. Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The best form of charity is to give someone water." There are many ways in which we can save water in our daily routines, such as using a small packet of limited water in which to perform ablution with, or turning the tap of whilst brushing our teeth, along with many other ways we can look into recycling water. Another way to tend to wastewater is in the performing of wudu or ablution. It is not necessary to overuse water during the performance of ablution, so as long as what you are using is sufficient enough to complete the necessary ghusl.
Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the water and its importance and the crisis of the water. But we want to touch this topic, the importance of water, from an Islamic point of view. In verse 47 of Surah Yusuf, for 7 consecutive years, you shall sow as usual, but that which you reap, leave it in the ear, except a little of which you may eat. God points to the necessity of moderation in times of economic crisis. And in verse 48 of this blessed chapter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then will come after that 7 hard years, which will devour all that you have laid up in advance for them, except a little which you have preserved. It emphasizes the need for government officials to plan for dealing with or solving economic crises. In verse 45 of the blessed chapter of Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, likens human life to water that comes down from the sky and causes the growth of plants, and after a short life, the life of the plants ends. The very important and beautiful point is in that simile itself, that life is water and water is life. And growth and development are also blessings of that water of life. The amount of water on earth is approximately fixed. This water is used for drinking, agriculture, industry, and etc. and improves human life.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Today's special and discussion about water. The rewards of giving water in Islam, it is the best charity. Messenger of Allah was asked which charity is best. He replied, providing water. We use water for everything, from washing dishes to cooking food to growing crops. Allah says in chapter 21 of the Holy Quran, verse 30, by means of water we give life to everything. Communities who don't have access to clean water face unimaginable hardships, with women and children walking for hours to collect even a little water, and families unable to support themselves due to lack of education and livelihood. Having access to safe water is a basic human right, and fulfilling this right is an excellent sadaqah. Now, how to drink water according to Islamic Sunnah. It is highly recommended to remember the thirst of Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him, after drinking water. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, says that when a servant remembers the thirst of al-Husayn, alayhi salam, and curses his killers, he will be rewarded abundantly, his rank will be raised manifold, and many of his evil deeds are decreased. On the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein said, "O my followers, whenever you drink refreshing water, remember me. I wish you all were present on the day of Ashura to see how I asked them for water for my infant, but they refused. From that day forward, giving in general and giving water to all in particular has been the hallmark of the followers of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah."
You know, an average adult has 100,000 miles of blood vessels. 100,000 miles. Just imagine. You could go 5 times around the equator in that distance. Now, how do you think this blood is reaching 100,000 miles? How? Yes, the heart pumps the blood. But what is it that pushes these drops of blood to every single cell in your body? How does that happen? It's through this capillary action. Because 81% of blood is what? Water. 81% of the blood inside your body is water. And this stickiness of the water, this cohesion that it has, allows it to go inside those very thin blood vessels to reach those cells. And you ask an atheist and tell you, "Oh, this is a coincidence. Evolution somehow came up with this." Truly, the Imam alayhi salam says, "Amiyat aynun la tarak." Blind is the eye which does not see you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another property of water. A third property of water that is very unusual is the high boiling point of water. At what temperature does water boil? Many of you remember this from science class, right? I'm asking some of the youngsters, at what temperature does water boil? 100 degrees Celsius, 212 Fahrenheit, right? Now, do you think this is usual or this is an anomaly? This is actually an anomaly. This is very high for a substance like water. Because if you compare it to any other substance, ammonia, for example, many other comparable elements to water, you see at a much, much lower temperature, they turn into a gas. 10 degrees below zero, 30 degrees below zero, 70 degrees below zero, most of the elements, they turn into gas, except water. You have to heat it so much to 100 degrees Celsius because the water molecules have such a strong bond, you need such high heat to break those bonds and for the water to boil. Now, this is an anomaly. If water acted like other substances, at 0 degrees, at 10 below, it would turn into gas. And we would not have liquid water. And we couldn't survive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave water this property so you and I can survive. And this is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي